Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
When I'm looking for a story for Stupendously Stupid Stories, if I find something with nakedness and a forklift, I feel like I have a winner.
Score. My story, you know those medical marijuana dispensary? Do they have a return? I didn't know they had return policies.
I'm pretty sure it's a...
Okay.
All right, well, let's get into that as well.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
Arizona feller named Daniel Applegate. Apparently, he bought some of that marijuana product from a dispensary and stuff. Well, apparently, he was unhappy with his purchases after sampling them, I guess. So he decided to He decided to go back to the store and say, I need to return these.
This isn't Swiss Colony, sir.
Yes.
We don't have samples. This isn't Costco. Can I try a little bit of the red one? The fuzzy red one over there?
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to be the policy at a pot store.
No.
Well, the clerks at the pot store told good old Daniel Applegate, you can't make an exchange like that. Well, Daniel wasn't having that. He decided to get all mad about it.
Oh,
he started to fracas. He reached across the counter to take some cash for himself.
Not a good plan.
No. When that failed, he tried to pick a fight with another customer.
Oh, boy.
A worker at the dispensary said he pushed his own mother. He pushed his own mother. That was where I was just like, he's not okay.
Oh, my God. He's brought his mom to the refund at the pot store?
He was apprehended after a short walk away.
Good.
Charged with a whole bunch of different things. And was targeted about... all his fines are total about $40. So, I guess...
Well,
he should have just... Yeah.
I guess I could just keep this bad weed. I feel like we should open a Swiss Colony pot store.
I like where you're
with
heads
little, like, charcuterie boards full of pot.
Yes.
And you can come by and have a little sample.
Dude, that's brilliant.
Little wiener.
Okay.
So I got a dude in Florida. He used a forklift to break into a business.
Oh, wow. That's not a bad choice of, you know.
Yep.
That's a lot of breaking in.
The security cameras caught him because once he got inside, he took off all his clothes.
Okay.
And then grabbed a hammer and started breaking box truck windows.
All righty.
Broke the glass door of the building.
Jeez.
Broke the side window of the building. Then stripped down, I guess, he was already naked. Went to a nearby warehouse and took a shower at that point.
Okay, what?
Not sure what his MO was.
Huh.
He didn't steal anything.
Wow.
The police were able to get there on time while he was showering, but he wouldn't put down his hammer, so they sent in the canine unit to get his naked self out of the shower. As you can imagine, that ended badly for Johnny Florida Boy. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.